This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. A new bill in Congress would ban discrimination based on gender preference or gender identity. It was introduced late last week, and it comes at a critical moment for LGBT rights advocates who are trying to remind supporters that there are still battles ahead. Some gay rights advocates are worried it might be hard to do fundraising now that a key fight is over. Marketplace's Nova Safo reports.
A few weeks after the same-sex marriage ruling, the Washington, D.C. group Freedom to Marry made the kind of decision that might make some gay rights advocates lose sleep at night.
We have succeeded, and we can shut down.
That's Evan Wolfson, the group's founder. Freedom to Marry estimates it raised almost $60 million to campaign for same-sex marriage. But now Wolfson says closing shop is the right move.
And there's been some admiration for the idea of an organization being able to say, we're going to shut down. We're not just going to muddle around and try to figure out what else we can do.
But other gay rights groups are sticking around, and they're trying to shift the focus to the battles ahead, like discrimination in the workplace.
In the majority of the country, it's legal to fire a gay person the morning after he gets married and brings a picture of his husband to his desk.
That's Bernard Cherkasov, head of Equality Illinois. Cherkasov's group won its marriage battle 2 years ago when the Illinois state legislature passed a same-sex marriage bill.
Marriage equality is such a galvanizing issue, and people came to us and said, I want to be part of that movement.
Since then, Cherkasov says, fundraising has gotten tougher.
There's palpable fear across the LGBT movement that people are going to think that somehow the fight is over.
Matt Foreman is with the Evelyn and Walter Haas Jr. Fund. The San Francisco-based foundation is one of the top donors in the LGBT movement.
There's a lot of work going on to try to figure out how to sustain our movement. One is research into what motivates both current and prospective donors.
Pivoting to other battles is key, says Douglas McAdam. He's a professor of sociology at Stanford University and has spent decades studying political and social movements.
The standard thing is for an advocacy organization that achieves its goal to kind of rebrand itself.
Evan Wolfson of Freedom to Marry says gay advocacy groups are now in a good position to do just that.
The marriage conversation has brought many more people into our movement, so there are even more people to reach out to.
And, says Wolfson, to look to for donations. I'm Nova Safo for Marketplace.